With even a casual look at this evening's readings, it's easy to identify a common theme: the importance of and the need for true humility, which leads to a generous sharing of our gifts with the needy. The word humility comes from the Latin word humus, which means fertile soil or earth. In other words, to be humble is to be grounded and accept who we really are, with our talents, our abilities, our limitations, and our weaknesses. Humility is not, as the great boxer Muhammad Ali once said, "It's hard to be humble when you're as great as I am." Well, just as pride is considered to be the root of all sins, St. John Chrysostom once remarked, "Humility is the root, mother, nurse, foundation, and bond of all virtue." On the other hand, humility does not mean thinking less of ourselves. Listen carefully to what Christian writer C.S. Lewis once wrote. "Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less." The reading from Sirach teaches a lesson on humility. About 200 years before Jesus of Nazareth, Ben Sirach lived and taught in Jerusalem. He was a world traveler, and he was a respected scribe and teacher. He presided as the headmaster of an academy for young men. And today's reading comes from two of his short essays, the first on humility and the second on docility, almsgiving, and social conduct. He offers wise counsel to his readers by recommending that they find true greatness living humbly. He said, "Conduct your affairs in humility." He also said, "The more you humble yourselves, the greater you are." His writings instruct us to be honest about ourselves, to become conscious of our limitations, and to acknowledge our true position before God as creatures and, yes, as sinners. Humble people do not deny their gifts and talents. They recognize that their gifts and talents come from God, and then they use them accordingly. Sirach ended with the call of almsgiving, which is the material help to the poor. The psalm reinforces the theme to help the poor. God is the provider, but we are asked to use the gifts given by God to assist the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Those people were often considered ritually unclean and outcast at the time of Jesus. Who are the outcast and the unclean in today's society? What should our response be to them? How does Jesus ask us to assist them today? The letter to the Hebrews was written when Jewish Christians were being persecuted by both the Jewish authorities and by the Roman Empire. Some of them were growing lax in their Christian commitment. So the author asked the readers to choose either the way of the former covenant, which was symbolized by fire, storm, darkness, trumpet blast, and a voice that was speaking words that they begged not to hear. Or they could choose the ways of the new covenant, mediated by Jesus and celebrated by the festive angels and assembly of the firstborn. The author implies the right path is to follow Christ's example of humility. The humble, like Jesus, will be exalted with him at the end of time. In the gospel, Jesus challenges both the guest and the host at the dinner. Jesus calls upon the guest to let go of seeking places of honor and to choose seats that lead them to be called to a higher position. Jesus calls the host to invite those to his dinner who have only themselves to give. They can do nothing in return. The host of that dinner will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Jesus was using this dinner event to teach about an important banquet and an important host, and that was the kingdom banquet and hosted by God. Jesus invites all of us with our gifts and our shortcomings to his banquet. Scripture tells us he goes out of his way to bring the poor, the affected, the meek, the hungry, the persecuted, all of those persons that he names in the Beatitudes, to the great banquet in the kingdom. All are important guests. In the same way, we are to follow his example and reach out to those who seem to be left out or pushed aside, whether in our families, in our communities, or in our churches. And we are certainly blessed here at St. Thomas More with all of the opportunities we have through the various ministries to be able to reach out to those who are left out and are otherwise outcast from our society. The story of Cardinal Lager is instructive relative to today's readings. The Most Reverend Paul Emil Lager served as Archbishop of Montreal from 1950 to 1968. He was elevated to the rank of cardinal in 1953. He was one of the most powerful men in Canada and certainly within the Catholic Church. He was a man of deep conviction and humility. Then on April 20th, 1968, he resigned his office, leaving his red vestments, his crozier, his mitre and pallium in his Montreal office, and he disappeared. Years later, he was found living among the lepers and the disabled in the outcast in a small African village. When he was found and a Canadian journalist reached out to him, he said, "Why?" Cardinal Lager said, "It will be the great scandal of history, of our century, that 600 million people are eating well and living luxuriously, and 3 billion people starve, and every year millions of children are dying of hunger. I am too old to change that. The only thing I can do, which makes sense, is to be present. I must simply be in the midst of them. So just tell the people in Canada that you met an old priest. I am a priest who is happy to be old, and still a priest, and among those who suffer, I am with them. I am happy to be here and to take them into my heart." I think the point of that story and the point of our scripture readings today is this: we come to be nourished by the Word and by the Eucharist, and then we go out into our community and homes to be present with humble hands and the feet of Jesus, while taking into our hearts, especially those who need our love and our compassion.